Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Wise Travel India Limited H2 and FY26 post-earnings conference call hosted by Captify. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vinay Pandit from Captify. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Captify Consulting Investor Relations team, I welcome you all to the H2 FY26 post-earnings conference call of Wise Travel India Limited. Today on the call from the management team, we have with us Mr. Ashok Vashisht, Founder and CEO, and Mr. Sameer Mittal, Chief Financial Officer. I would now request the management to brief us about the business, followed by the performance highlights for the period ended March 2026, the growth plan and vision for the coming year, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Over to the management team.
Hi, Vinay. Thank you very much, and good morning to all the investors who are listening to me. For the interest of everyone, I would just like to repeat as to what we do, how we started. WTI or Wise Travel India started in the year 2009 and 2010, completely a bootstrap company till 2024. We are in the ground mobility solutions where we provide mobility solutions to some of the very large corporate. I'm happy to announce that your company is the largest mobility company in India today in B2B space. In a span of 17 years, out of which three years actually went in COVID, and we almost started from zero in 2022. Today, the year 2025-2026, we have closed at 832 crores, which actually makes us one of the largest companies in the mobility space in B2B segment. Primarily, we are into four verticals. One is car rental, which we mean providing car rental services, which means airport transfers, car on disposal. The second piece is where we do employee transportation, which means picking up employees from home, office, home pickup and drop. Third service that we do is long-term and rentals and projects. Here we are doing a lot of work with the government, with some of the ports, with the airports, where we take the turnkey projects and provide complete mobility solutions to such organizations. Last but not the least, WTI was the first company to start the initiative of providing end-to-end mobility solutions in the mobility space. When I say end-to-end, we provide fleet, we provide technology, and we provide manpower to manage the complete gamut of activities which a particular corporate starts, and we were pioneer in this particular field. Putting all this together in the business, we have closed the year at 832 crores. I'll request Sameer to give some highlights on the financials as of now, and post that we can get into question answer session and possibly what is that we foresee in the coming financial year. Sameer, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashok sir. Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the earnings call of Wise Travel India Limited for financial year 2025-2026. On behalf of the management team, I would like to thank all our shareholders, investors, analysts, customers, and business partners for their continued trust and support. Our financial year 2026 has been a landmark year for WTI Group, as Ashok sir said. We delivered strong revenue growth, improved operating profitability. We expanded our own fleet significantly in this financial year, strengthened our market position across India, and we are continuing to build our international presence through our Dubai operations. We are foreseeing for establishing new overseas entities in the coming years. Talking about our financial year 26 financial performance, I am pleased to report that our consolidated revenues from operations increased to 826 crores during financial year 26 as compared to last year for 548 crores. This represents a robust growth of approximately 51% in our revenues. Our total income has increased from 554 crores to 832 crores in this financial year. This reflects strong demand across our overall business segments and successful execution of our growth strategy. Our EBITDA grew substantially from 59.5 crores to 99.1 crores in this financial year, which is an increase of approximately 67%, while our EBITDA margins has improved marginally from 10.7% to 11.9%. Our profit after tax has increased from 23 crores to 29 crores, representing growth of over 26% despite significantly higher depreciation and finance costs resulting from our fleet expansion initiatives. One of the most important developments, as I have said, this was the year of expansion of our own fleet. Our own fleet has increased from 1,226 vehicles to 1,932 vehicles. During this year, we have added 795 vehicles while disposing 89 vehicles. This investment was made to support our future growth opportunities, improve service quality, and enhance operational controls. While these investments increase depreciation and finance costs, which is a short-term affair, and we position ourselves for stronger earnings in the coming years. Talking about our balance sheet strength, our net worth has increased from 172 crores to 201 crores, which reflects continued value creation for our shareholders and investors. The increase in borrowings was primarily linked to fleet acquisition and growth investments. As a result, our debt-to-equity ratio increased from 0.61 to 0.73. A particularly encouraging development during this year was a significant improvement in our operating cash flows. Cash flow from operations has improved from almost break-even in financial year 25 to over 52 crores in this financial year. It demonstrates improved business scale and cash generation capabilities. Even after a substantial increase in our fleet assets, we maintained a strong liquidity position with cash and cash equivalents of approximately 48 crores at the year end, in addition to FDs of 19 crores with having maturity of exceeding 3 months. Talking about our subsidiaries, our Fleet Pro has achieved revenues of approximately 97.7 crores with a deployed fleet of 825 vehicles in the financial year 26. While the business reported a marginal accounting loss of 80 lakhs, which is due to depreciation and financing costs, our EBITDA is 13 crores, which has remained healthy, and we expect improved profitability as our utilization levels mature in the coming years. Talking about our Dubai subsidiary, which is WTA Datagar LLC, our revenue has almost doubled to approximately 27 crores in this financial year, and our PAT is 1.28 crores. The deployed fleet is around 400 vehicles by year financial year 25-26. We believe Dubai will continue to be an important platform for our international growth ambitions. Thank you. This is from my side. Over to Swapn Ali.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the first question from the line of Rupesh B, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, board of directors. My question is around trade receivables, which is around 210 crores for a revenue of 800 crores. As you mentioned, the cash and cash balances are close to 60 crores. So how are we going to foresee the growth and the trade receivable cycle? Like, will it gonna be maintaining at the same pace or how it is?
So, thank you very much. This question, I think it's very pertinent. Let's understand this year, we had a significant growth of new projects, and that is the reason the trade receivables have gone up. However, now, in the coming year, one, it will better because already we are seeing that trend. And second is, we are also very, very selective in terms of what kind of agreements need to be signed. However, having said that, most of the companies that we sign are Fortune 500 companies. So that's one thing which is a good sign.
So usual trade receivable cycle is 3 months or less than that. Like how it is the business?
See, normally when you start a new account, it normally goes up to around 150 to 180 days because the process takes time. Once the process is streamlined, then it is like a well-oiled machine because then it is around 60 days. But when you sign a new account, it takes a little more time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Nilesh Doshi from Prospero Tree AMC. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Ashok ji, Samit ji, and congratulations for reporting the strong revenue performance, sir. Thank you. Very good performance, sir. Sir, I would like to understand the business model because I am confused because we are having more than 1,900 cars and but very few drivers on the payroll. So what is the exact our business model? Because if we are providing the car to the driver and they are driving the car on our behalf and giving some portion of the revenue, then it is just like a financing company model. Is it like that or what is the exact business model, sir?
Okay. Fantastic question, Ji. So let me bifurcate your question into two parts. The first part of the question is the 80-85% of our business comes from B2B. That means our corporate clients where we are aggregating the entire supplies from the market unless there's a fixed requirement and we buy the cars. So this 85% is where we are aggregating the cars and driver from the market and then deploying it at various sites and various branches. So this is the first part of the business. The second part of the business is that we have something called the self-drive.
Hello?
The second part of the business is self-drive business, which we have started in Dubai, where we buy cars and give it on self-drive to various customers. Because that's a very matured kind of a market as far as Dubai is concerned. So there, this self-drive, across the world, the self-drive business is very prominent. The third part of the business is where we are partnering with Uber to provide Uber Black fleet. I hope you must have seen Uber Black fleet in various cities, especially in NCR, then Bombay, and in Bangalore. And it will be expanding to various other cities also. So we are the largest provider of Uber Black fleet to Uber, where we buy the cars. Then we manage the complete operations and the driver is on a revenue sharing model. He is not on fixed salary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir.
So these are two models. That's the reason this is not a finance. It is basically a operating model.
So, sir, are we reporting the full revenue in our books of account or only our share will be reported on the books of account, sir?
Sir, this has to be the full revenue, no? Because ultimately we are not working on commission basis. We are working on the complete revenues. For example, a car earns somewhere around a lakh of rupees every month. The entire revenue will come to our books, whether it is a profit or a loss. we are not a commission agent. We are a company which is providing the complete mobility services to Uber or XYZ.
So whatever our revenue comes from the overblack or from the any contractual obligation, that will be reported in the books of the WTI, and whatever the share we have decided with the driver, particular driver, we will provide them and we reported as an expense. But so what about the fuel charge and other RTO charge, insurance charge, who bear this cost?
Sir, wo sari cost hamari hai na? Sari cost hamari hai. उसके अंदर द एंटायर कॉस्ट. सो इसमें दो मॉडल अलग हैं, आप प्लीज समझिए. एक मॉडल है जिसके अंदर की गाड़ी हमने किसी से ली है, उस केस में आरटीओ, इंश्योरेंस, फ्यूल, ड्राइवर सब उसका है जो भी गाड़ी हमको प्रोवाइड कर रहा है. दूसरा मॉडल है जिसमें गाड़ी हमारी है, तो इस केस के अंदर सारा का सारा जो है चार्जेस वो हमारे होंगे कंपनी के.
तो मैं ये समझ रहा हूँ कि थर्ड पार्टी में
बिटवीन निलेश जी, आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट यू टू प्लीज रीजॉइन द क्यू अगेन फॉर मोर क्वेश्चंस. थैंक यू. वी विल टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ मधुर राठी फ्रॉम साइक्लिकल इन्वेस्टमेंट्स. प्लीज गो अहेड.
So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, I wanted to understand regarding this related party, Aveg management. Sir, we were going to merge that with our main entity 2 years back, but it hasn't happened yet. So why is the, what is the issue here?
Aveg jo hai, that is doing a completely separate business. Uske andar se jitna bhi revenues tha, 90% of the revenue has already come into WTI. They are into the bus operations, which is not our business. It is a completely separate business.
Okay. So if I look at our FY25 balance sheet, we charge the service we charge them 60 crores for whatever fees that we provided, and on that we had a 15 crore of receivable. So that is higher than what you would expect from the 60 days you are guiding. So the issue is there, sir, because we are giving higher receivable days to our related party versus our corporate customer. So it doesn't
so listen, I think let's not pass on the judgment here. What is there is there are certain accounts where the billing is still done in Aveg and the entire billing is then transferred to WTI. So that is the reason whenever we get the payment from the client, it is transferred to WTI, and possibly Sameep will be able to answer it better. Sameep?
Hi, sir. Yeah. Sir, let me tell you, there are certain clients in Aveg from where we are providing car rental services, and we have written to them to change the entity from Aveg to WTI. Meanwhile, they are taking their own sweet time to change the entity, but what are we doing? For example, if Aveg is charging from room fees to the client, and there are certain expenses which have been made in the Aveg, net of those expenses, the entire revenue is shifted to WTI. That is why these related party transactions are visible. But going forward, once the clients are shifted from Aveg to WTI, all that business will come automatically to WTI only, and these related party transactions will be reduced. Will be minimized totally, and in the coming future it will be totally eliminated. But nothing is there, like Aveg is retaining certain profit, nothing is there. The entire revenue is being shifted to WTI only. We also know that WTI is a listed entity and we know all these things. But earlier it was not listed, so that is why we were doing business from both the sides during COVID time. But now the business is expanded, we have written to all the clients for this thing.
Got it.
I think a copy of this can be given to, can be circulated, because we have already communicated to all the clients. Secondly, when this decision was taken, Aveg and WTI, Aveg was particularly doing the complete managed services. That means end-to-end service to a client in transportation was managed by Aveg. But moment we went public, we decided that we will not do this transaction and Aveg will do a separate business altogether. That is the reason we are transferring all these accounts to WTI.
Got it. Now, sir, coming out to the 1,900 vehicles that we own currently, sir, how much are given to Uber Black and how much are used for either self-drive rental business or something, if there is something that is related to our B2B transportation business, if you could bifurcate these?
Yeah. So approximately 1,000 vehicles are with Uber. 400 vehicles are for self-drive in Dubai. Balance around 500 vehicles are with our various corporate accounts.
Got it. And sir, what kind of revenue did we get?
Madhur, I would request you to please rejoin the queue again for more questions.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Rishabh Ritwa, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. My first question is on the fuel price hike. So recently we have seen that, so that impact mainly is going to come in quarter one. So I want to understand, are we passing on those fuel hikes to the customer, to the corporates, or we are taking on our books?
So whenever we sign an agreement with the client, there is something called a fuel escalation clause. Moment the fuel price goes up more than 5% or comes down more than 5%. In that case, fuel escalation clause comes into the picture, and we then work out the formula accordingly, plus or minus is added to the rates.
Okay, thanks. Second question is for the quarter one, because again, that's going to impact our Dubai business, that's going to impact our India business, the current US-Iran war. So are we anticipating some drawdown in the top line and the bottom line due to this?
Come again with the question, please.
I'm saying due to this current conflict between US and Iran, and that is going to affect our Dubai business. So are we anticipating some drawdown in our top line?
So I think we have already seen some drop of around 5%-10% of the business as far as our current business is concerned. Dubai, anyways, is 3% of our total revenues. It has shown a negative impact in the month of April and May. June, it is reviving again. So I think now things should be fine across the board. It was just a matter of time, 2 months, that we have seen those trends, because flights from the Middle East really came down. The airport business was down. However, overall impact on the sales will not be more than 1%-2%, and which for sure we will be able to recover from the new accounts that we are signing. And there are a lot of pipelines that we have built up over a period of time.
Got it. Got it. And last question is on the fleet. Again, are we planning to add additional fleet in this year, and what is the current utilization of the fleet which we have as of now?
So for sure, that's the business, because we will be adding fleets, we will be adding clients, we will be going to some other territories beyond our boundaries. So that's in pipeline, and that's what we have been doing. So if I say that in a span of 14 years, reaching this kind of a figure, I think it is only because of our team, our resilience, and complete confidence in whatever that we have decided we have been able to deliver.
You want to quote some number on the fleet? I mean, any plans or something?
I think it will be at least maybe another 1,000 cars in the financial year.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. And
thank you. Before we take the next question, ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address all the questions from the participants in the question queue, we request you to kindly limit your questions to two per participant. If you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue again. We will take the next question from the line of Sumit Srivastava, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Sir, wanted to know what is the breakup of revenue from the four verticals that you have mentioned, and where does the Uber Black thing fit in all of these four verticals? And second question would be, sir, there is a substantial increase in the cash flows, from the past year. So what will be your guidelines for the further next year's cash flow? Thank you.
So for the first question, let me give you a breakup. For 826 crores, our CRD business was approximately done a business of 20%. Our ETS business is a bigger player, which has contributed around 26%. Our managed service provider business has contributed 18%. Our airport business, where we have airport counters across India, is contributing around 5%. Our long-term rental business is contributing 16%. Our Uber Black business is contributing 12%. Our Dubai business is 3.25%. So these are the seven verticals, including Dubai and Uber Black business.
Great, sir. And
second question. Yeah.
The future cash flows, what can we expect?
Ashok, sir.
Future cash flows in terms of, can you elaborate on this question? Is it directly related to
the... So when we compare from the past year, there has been substantial increase in cash flow from operations. So this year onwards, this trajectory will continue or there will be some...
So most of the businesses that we are getting into, I think we will have a cash flow positive. And these will be cash and carry kind of business that we will be talking about. So we will definitely have a lot of cash, positive cash flow going forward.
Okay, sir. And can you expect dividends in future from these cash flows?
So there are two things I'd like to mention here. Dividend, of course, yes. But I can't promise you next year. But yes, in next couple of years, maybe 2 to 3 years, we would like to go for it because we are on an expansion spree. Revenue growth of around 54%. Is substantial. So in the coming years also, we have a lot of things which are pipeline where your company actually has to show a growth of 30-35% year on year. I think just a matter of time, we would be looking into this aspect as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Deepti Jain from Rivas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So I would like to know the yield per car. What is your yield per car? Hello?
Aapne kuch zyada difficult question aur syllabus ke bahar ka question puch liya hai. So it is like, what happens is, yield per car will actually come to around 15% to 20%. That's the normal range. After that, you have a lot of other... See, if you look at EBITDA, it is actually yield per car. If you look at our revenues before expenses, that's yield per car. So actually 18% is the yield per car that we get.
Okay.
And after that, we have our expenses, so which are selling and general expenses, and then you get your PBT. So that's how it is. Moment you increase the yield per car, the PBT will always increase. So that's your question is pertinent.
All right. So how many EVs do you have on the books, and if you have plans to increase them?
क्या है ना मैडम ये ईवी बोलना सुनना बहुत अच्छा लगता है बट अल्टीमेटली सस्टेनेबिलिटी कम्स एट अ वेरी हाई कॉस्ट टिल टुडे इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स आर नॉट मेकिंग पॉजिटिव कंट्रीब्यूशन बट नेवरदीलेस वी हैव टू रिमेन इन द मार्केट दैट्स द रीजन वी हैव एटलीस्ट 400 प्लस ईवीज ऑन आवर बैलेंस शीट एंड वी विल कंटिन्यू टू ग्रो दिस पर्टिकुलर बिजनेस बिकॉज this is the need of the hour, and moment we see more and more type of vehicles coming in and more acceptability of these vehicles, maybe we will see some economic sustainability also in these projects.
Okay. So any plans of debt reduction? Because the debt is getting high, the receivables are going out of hand. I mean, according to the market cap, they are almost equal to the market cap. So we are in a risk.
तो मार्केट कैप तो मेरे को पता नहीं है बिकॉज आपकी ये हमारा आज की डेट में 832 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू होने के बाद में आई डोंट नो बिकॉज वी आर नॉट वर्किंग ऑन इट एंड दे आर कंपनीज विद 45 करोड़ ऑफ बिजनेस वेयर दे आर शोइंग अ मार्केट कैप ऑफ सो आई डोंट नो वेदर मार्केट कैप इज डेरिवेटिव ऑफ योर एक्चुअल परफॉर्मेंस और इट इज समथिंग एल्स आई एम बीइंग वेरी कैंडिड ऑन दिस. Now talking about the entire receivables, yes, we are wholeheartedly working on it, and market capitalization and your debt has no correlation. Tomorrow, if it becomes 1,000 crore, there is no correlation between the market cap and debt, because the debt whichever is there in the market is 100% recoverable. It is only the time frame which is taken slightly long. That's it. And when you are growing, these things are bound to happen. Yes, moment we say that we don't want to grow, possibly we will have enough of reserves, enough of cash flows with us. But it's a growing organization, and I've already mentioned in the past question that yes, we are working on it. We are working on cash and carry kind of a business in times to come. So that's the positive side on the decisions that we have taken.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
So firstly, if we compare our numbers with our competitor Ecos Mobility, which is also a listed player, so both companies have identical revenue, identical EBITDA, but our receivable is double of theirs. So I'm totally unable to understand, in the same business, same revenue, same EBITDA, double receivables. So sir, can you please explain that to me?
Sir, aap ek kaam kijiye, just see last 5 years revenue from where we have come, and from we are a 15-16 year old company. You know, when we started, they already had more than 100 crores of revenues. Now, there is always, when you are second, you always under some kind of a pressure, some are on a revenue terms, number one. Now, just give us time to look at these hygiene factors which have to be taken care of. We will certainly take care of that as well. Now, just a matter of time.
So I couldn't understand, if you started late, so in the same business you will have double the receivable.
Sir, हमारी जो speed थी वो ज़्यादा थी, जो हमने the amount of clients that we have signed was much more. We have signed some very very large clients, जिनके receivable में मैं पहले भी बोला था कि initially it takes around 3 to 4 months, sometimes 5 months to well oil the processes, because we are not signing any client where, you know, we will not get money. These are all Fortune 500 companies. For example, we signed Citibank across the country. We are doing a business around 7 to 8 crores a month with only one client. So, and that's one of the clients. So, when you sign up, it takes certain time, and that is the reason the receivable is slightly more.
Now, sir, to the previous question, you answered that around 18% is the yield on the car, and then you have your SGA expense, and after depreciation and all, and 25% tax. Sir, basically, we might be making some 10-11% post-tax ROE on the car that we are buying. Is that understanding correct?
Mm-hmm. अगर 8-10% होता तो आई थिंक पोस्ट टैक्स 8-10% नहीं हो पाएगा.
इट्स 10-11% बिकॉज आप अगर 18% से एसजीए हटाइए, डिप्रिसिएशन हटाइए, टैक्स हटाइए 25%, तो वो तो मतलब 10-11% से ऊपर क्या होएगा. मतलब दैट्स माय क्वेश्चन, प्लीज टेल मी इफ इट इज मोर.
I'll tell you operating cost, which constitutes of driver, which constitutes of fuel, which constitutes of car EMI depreciation and interest is around 80 to 82%. Then you are left with some other margins, which is your SNG expenses, selling and general expenses. You have after all this, you get around 5-6%. Based on that, you have PAT, and that's after the taxes, you get around 3-4%, 5%. If your utilization really goes up, if your rates are very, very competitive, maybe this can be increased by 2-3%.
Sorry to interrupt in between. Keshav, I will request you to please rejoin the queue again for more questions. Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Mirav Kusadia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaste, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. So, sir, I just wanted to know the EBITDA margins for our Uber Black business and our airports business as well. And how many airports are we operating in currently?
Sumit, can you address this, please?
Around almost 70 airport counters we are operating in across India. Our EBITDA margins are around 18% in Uber Black business as of now.
18%?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just said that sometimes before that...
13% EBITDA margin for Uber Black business.
Okay, sure. And for airports business, the EBITDA margins and the PAT margins are how much in what range?
So, actually, I am not bifurcated for airport business. Maybe Ashok sir, can you please throw light on this?
It's one and the same thing. It is close to 17-18% in the airport business. The catch in the airport business is when you are doing this, you are paying 30-35% as a rental to the airport. Approximately 35% of your revenue goes to the airport as a rental to the airports, okay. Whether it is private airport or the authority of India's airport. But the kind of visibility that you get at this level.
Right, sure. And so our depreciation and interest cost because of our expansion and adding the fleets has gone up by a high level. So when do we expect that to peak out? And how many cars are we adding to plan? Are we planning to add in our Dubai business and overall as well on our balance sheet?
Yeah, ask the question again. I just got lost.
So we had seen that the depreciation and interest cost had gone to a very high level in the past 2 years, and due to that our margins have been affected, but that is fairly because we have had growth. But when do we expect that to peak out, the depreciation and interest cost?
So let me address that question. See, what will happen is in the first 1.5 years we have seen a lot of starting costs in Uber as well as in Dubai. But now I think we have peaked. This year you will see very, very positive results as far as the profit from Uber is concerned, Uber Black is concerned. Fleet source.
Yeah, right, sure. And how do you envision the Dubai business in the next 2 to 3 years? Where I also read an article where you had mentioned that the capacity utilization in the month of March around it got to over around 50% only. Right, so what is the current there? How much are we seeing it right now? Because things are fairly recovered there.
So it is not actually recovered because recovery only happens when the tourist starts going there. But we are back on 85-90% utilization. So this year, yes, 2-3 months have taken a hit. But next 3 years, we can see minimum fleet of around 3,000 vehicles. In the entire UAE, and maybe if God willing, we would like to expand our wings to Saudi Arabia also.
Okay, so currently we have around 1,000 cars in Dubai, right? And we are doing around
400 cars. 1,000 is with Uber Black.
Okay, sure. So even if you like have 3,000 cars in the next 2 to 3 years in Dubai, so how much revenue can we expect there in the next few years?
I think we will be looking at least by 30, we should be looking at least 100 crores plus revenue coming only from Dubai.
Okay. Okay, sure. Sure. That's it from my side, sir. All the best to your team. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will take the next follow-up question from the line of Nilesh Doshi from Prospero Tree AMC. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. सर, क्या हम धीरे-धीरे एसेट हैवी एंड वर्किंग कैपिटल इंटेंसिव बन रहे हैं क्योंकि ये साल में भी हमने कुछ 706 कार्स ऐड किया नेट एडिशन आफ्टर जो डिस्पोजल गिन के और उसका भी मतलब एसेट हैवी बनने के बाद भी अगर अपना एसेट यूटिलाइजेशन इतना प्रॉपर नहीं है तो देट विल नॉट जनरेट द हायर प्रॉफिट तो क्या हम ऐसा करेंगे कि अभी वी स्टॉप द फ्रेश बाइंग एंड एसेट लाइट मतलब ये जो एसेट है उसका प्रॉपर यूटिलाइजेशन पे थोड़ा ध्यान देके प्रॉफिट बढ़ाने की ट्राई करेंगे सर
ये सारी चीजें एक साथ करनी होगी. इट इज नॉट ओनली अबाउट नॉट बाइंग एसेट्स बिकॉज हमारी जो पार्टनरशिप है उबर के साथ में वो काफी रोबस्ट पार्टनरशिप है. खाली हम लोग एसेट नहीं खरीद रहे बट ऑल्सो एट द सेम टाइम देयर विल बी फिक्स गारंटी फ्रॉम उबर ऑल्सो. सो इट जस्ट ये बोलना कि एसेट हैवी नहीं होना चाहिए एसेट लाइट. आज से कुछ साल पहले एसेट लाइट बहुत ही नया टर्मिनोलॉजी है. इट इज नॉट समथिंग जो पहले था. पहले एसेट होता था तो ही होता था. अब सबको ही अगर एसेट लाइट हो गया तो एसेट कौन लेगा.
नहीं आपकी बात सही है लेकिन सर 1952 का ऑलरेडी 1932 है और यूटिलाइजेशन कोई भी ये आप अपना जो बिजनेस है उसमें एसेट यूटिलाइजेशन इज ऑल्सो इम्पोर्टेंट. तो अगर एक ही कार जो 5 ट्रिप करे और 7 ट्रिप करे तो दोनों के बीच में प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी में बहुत फर्क रहता है. तो क्या कोई हम ऐसे स्टैंडर्ड सेट करते हैं कि जहाँ पे अपना एसेट यूटिलाइजेशन थोड़ा बढ़े और उससे अपना प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी अल्टीमेटली बढ़े क्योंकि वी आर प्रोवाइडिंग द जो डेप्रिसिएशन जो प्रोवाइड करेंगे वो 5 ट्रिप करेगी दिन की या 7 ट्रिप करेगी. एज पर द इनकम टैक्स एक्ट वी आर प्रोवाइडिंग द और हमने 6 साल का कुछ एसेट यूटिलाइजेशन लिया है तो किस तरह से मतलब प्रॉफिट ऑन द बुक्स कब आएगा इस तरह से.
अगले साल आ जाएगा आपका प्रॉफिट ऑन द बुक्स ऑल्सो. दिस ईयर ऑल्सो वी हैव शोन प्रॉफिट एज फार एज WTI इज कंसर्न. एज फार एज उबर ब्लैक इज कंसर्न यू विल सी वेरी वेरी पॉजिटिव न्यूज विच आई कांट डिस्क्लोज एज ऑफ नाउ बट देर इज अ वेरी वेरी पॉजिटिव न्यूज विच इज गोइंग टू बी आउट सून. सो इट हैज बीन डन विद ऑल डेलिजेंस. जो आप बोल रहे हो कि हमारे पास में पैरामीटर्स है या नहीं है ईच एंड एवरी थिंग हैज गॉट अ पैरामीटर. लेकिन जब आप कोई चीज शुरू करते हो उसको प्रॉफिट में आने को टाइम लगता है. एंड वन थिंग इज वेरी सरप्राइजिंग कि सम ऑफ दी हैवी लॉस मेकिंग कंपनीज इन द वर्ल्ड आर गेटिंग बेस्ट ऑफ दी वैल्यूएशन एंड कंपनीज विच आर प्रॉफिटेबल आर नॉट एबल टू गेट वैल्यूएशन. दैट ऑल्सो इज वेरी फनी. But nevertheless, we are working on all the parameters that you have spoken about. कि एक ट्रिप एक कार को कितना ट्रिप करना चाहिए. एक कार को यूटिलाइजेशन what is 100% यूटिलाइजेशन एंड what is where is that we are reaching with that 100% यूटिलाइजेशन. So we are on it. And you will see some positive news which is also coming because we are the largest Uber Black partners for Uber. And for them also it is a matter of pride.
एंड सर लास्ट क्वेश्चन सर भारत टैक्सी इंट्रोड्यूस हुआ और अभी कुछ न्यूज आ रहा है कि वियतनाम की विनफास्ट 2000 ईवी इंट्रोड्यूस कर रहे हैं वो ड्राइवर को देने वाले हैं तो कंपटीशन बढ़ रहा है तो किस तरह से हम तैयार है कंपटीशन के लिए.
सर रोजाना ना 1 लाख लोग 2 लाख लोग पैदा होते हैं. विनफास्ट में तो खाली 400 गाड़ियां आई हैं. और रही बात भारत टैक्सी की अभी तक आई एम नॉट एबल टू सी एनी ट्रैक्शन. सी आई थिंक हमको अपना घर साफ और अच्छा रखना चाहिए रादर देन ऑफ कोर्स वी शुड नो व्हाट इज हैपनिंग इन द मार्केट बट आल्सो एट द सेम टाइम देयर इज ऑलवेज अ प्लेस फॉर द बेस्ट. दी वैकेंसी इज वेकेंट ऑन द टॉप. अगर आप अच्छी सर्विस प्रोवाइड कर रहे हो तो जगह मिलेगी आपको हमेशा.
थैंक यू एंड सर वी अप्रिशिएट योर एफर्ट्स एंड जो जिस तरह से अपना रेवेन्यू ग्रोथ हो रहा है Really, it is appreciable. Thank you. All the best, sir. We remain associated with you. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Really appreciate. And, you know, you will be proud of your organization. I can assure you that.
Thank you. We will take the next follow-up question from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, I wanted to understand this margin structure in the cars that we own. Sir, few of our competitors make upwards of 30-40% EBITDA margins on this business. So is the occupancy or utilization lower for this Uber Black currently because we are making only 13% EBITDA margins?
सर क्या होता है कि जब शुरू में आप गाड़ी डालते हैं ना उसको दो महीना लग जाता है रोड पे आते आते और that is the only reason I have answered this many times and again I would like to reiterate when you start that time you see that EBITDA margin is only 30% but going forward you will see amazing EBITDA margins because of utilization because the numbers will get very large and whatever additions are coming they will get distributed among number of cars so
sir so if you could give me what would be the occupancy of these 1,000 cars that we have associated with Uber Black currently
pichle mahine 80% thi is mahine it will be around 83% and our target is 85%
So, 85%, what kind of margin improvement can we expect because occupancy to hamara abhi bhi achha hi hai. Matlab, it's not bad, but so, like, because, sir,
again, looking at the direction, just, one minute, sir, aap, ye dono business ko, ek to AVS ko, aur isko kariye mat. AVS ka jo business hai na, pichle 50 saal se main dekh raha hoon. 50 years, and I've worked with all these companies. Inka na, captive business hai, Oberoi Hotel mein. ओबरॉय होटल से ये लोग एक गाड़ी निकालते हैं जहां मैं मार्केट में धक्के खा के 1800 रुपए में बेचता हूँ वो यही गाड़ी 4000 में बेचते हैं बाकी वो ओबरॉय में चले जाते हैं सो एवीएस इज नॉट द राइट कंपटीशन सेकंड इज विद ऑल द पेरिफेरिया दैट एवीएस हैज गॉट दे आर डूइंग अ रेवेन्यू ऑफ 400 करोड़ एंड विद व्हाटएवर वी हैव रीच्ड 832 करोड़ That is not the right comparison to make because they are sitting in the Oberoi hotels and their 60% of the business is captive business which is coming from hotels. Jiska rate is absolutely different at a different level.
Right. So, if I were to look WTI cabs, agar hum FY27 ki baat kare, we are targeting a 30-35% revenue growth. So with this higher owned vehicle in our fleet, what kind of EBITDA margins can we expect with occupancy and all these factors considering in mind?
I think wo na business ko bifurcate karna padega between the aggregated business. So aggregated business ke andar EBITDA kareeb kareeb 25% ke kareeb ho sakta hai. Aur jo hamari khud ki car hai usme EBITDA zyada hoga, which will be close to 30-35%.
So right now we are making only 13% EBITDA margin, 11% EBITDA margin. So
25-30% utilization. March we have added significant number of vehicles. Lekin we are expecting abhi thoda sa stabilizing, you know, operations. So we will be around 30-35% EBITDA margin. But then there is depreciation and fixed cost. So cash level pe, matlab PBT level pe, it will be around 7-8%.
This is for the own vehicles, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Please rejoin the queue again for more questions. Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Sahil, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand आपका जो Uber Black का business है, उसमें last year कितनी cars थी और अभी कितनी है? And sir, anecdotally, what I have seen is so up until probably like last year or 6 months back when I used to travel in Bangalore and I would see an Uber Black car, a lot of times I would see that WTI cab branding at the back of the car. But for last many months I've seen a lot of Uber Black cars here, but none of them have that WTI cabs ka branding. So is that like a change in branding, or have we changed the composition of the cities where we run those cars? That's one question. And sir, a couple of requests. One around investor presentation ka some disclosures. I think all of us could benefit by more information if you put in details around each of these businesses. What are your plans? What are the kind of individual EBITDA, etc. And sir, if possible, maybe if you can do a con call every 6 months with the results, that would be really, really helpful. Thank you.
So let me take one by one. Uber Black ki karon pe, there was never WTA cab branding. You must have seen WTA cab branding on different other cars, not on Uber Black, because that is the understanding from day one. There is no different configuration. We are present in Bangalore, Bombay and Delhi, NCR completely. I completely agree. I think after this call, you will get the investor presentation also, where you will see revenues and EBITDA of different businesses. Sameek will be circulating that with you. Last but not the least, we will have more proactive discussions with you going forward.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Look forward.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Naveen, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sir, what EBITDA margin or PAT margin we can expect in next year?
Sir, range bata dete main aapko, PAT margin ka kareeb 5-7% hona chahiye.
Okay.
And EBITDA, again, consolidated EBITDA should be somewhere around 20-25%.
Okay, okay. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next follow-up question from the line of Deepti Jain from Rivas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so in the cash flows, I can see that you have purchased fixed assets worth 87 crore, but in the balance sheet, it is showing it goes up from 111 crores to 148. That is only 37 crore assets added. And even depreciation has increased from 22 crores to 47 crores. So I'm not able to understand the disconnect.
Sorry, come again.
There is a depreciation
involved in fixed assets, because fixed assets are shown net of depreciation. So you know that depreciation is higher in case of commercial vehicles. So that is why it is being shown from 111 crores to 147 crores. So that is the WDV of the assets after depreciation. But if you talk about, so let's say, so we have purchased a car of 10 lakh rupees, but in the balance sheet, you will see only 6-7 lakh rupees, because 3 lakh is the depreciation, which has been accounted for in the balance sheet.
I think you didn't get my question. So on screener, if I'm seeing a figure, so in the balance sheet, it says that we have added 37 crores worth of assets. But in the cash
I'm saying the same thing. I have purchased a car of 10 lakh rupees. But if you see it in the balance sheet, it will be show only WDV of that asset. So 10 lakh a car will be around 7 lakh rupees in the balance sheet, because the entire year there is a depreciation involved into it. So you have to check P&L also. P&L mein there is a depreciation part. You add the depreciation to the fixed asset which is shown in the closing figures, then you will see the exact number.
So you mean the 87 crores minus depreciation is equal to 37 crores?
Yeah, in that manner, yes. Because depreciation
depreciation is huge.
Yeah, in the initial year, depreciation is a huge number.
Okay.
Anip, why don't you tell them how we charge depreciation? In the first year, we are charging 40%. So actually, in the second year, then you will get better returns on the asset.
Yes. Depreciation is 47 crores in this financial year.
Yeah, that no. What sir was saying, he was your depreciation policy. He was mentioning.
Yeah, so we are using WDV method. So in first year we charge 40% depreciation. Second year also net of that. So suppose if you have purchased of 10 lakh rupees, 4 lakh is the first year depreciation. And in the second year it will be 6 lakh rupees, and 6 lakh we will charge depreciation, which is 2.4 lakh rupees. So in this way depreciation will be reducing and return on asset will improve accordingly.
Okay. And sir, I see the operating expenses very high this year. So, what is the guideline? You just given a guidance of EBITDA margin going from 11% to around 20 to 25% range. So, what makes you so positive about increasing it that much, more than double?
Ameep, where they are seeing this EBITDA of 11%?
Sir, it's a consolidated EBITDA. Our EBITDA is 99 crores against the revenue of 832 crores.
Ho gaya?
EBITDA is 99 crores, huh, sir, against 832 crores. So it is 12%. So, as of now, our operating expenses are 78% to 79% in between. And we are working on to increase our operating margins by almost 5%. Plus, we will be adding assets also, so that is why EBITDA would increase. But the PBT level would be almost similar to what sir has told you earlier, 5% to 7%, because depreciation would be there, which is after EBITDA. So, that is why EBITDA would increase from 12% to 20% around. In this manner, sir, what's telling you? Hello?
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. We will take the next follow-up question from the line of Rishabh Radhitwo, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
My question has been answered. I mean, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. And with that concludes the question and answer session. I now hand the conference back to the management for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
So, thank you very much, everyone who has joined the call. We really appreciate your time. Trust me, this year we have done phenomenal in terms of the top line. We are cognizant of the fact of some of the issues which are raised by the investors, and I think you will see better results in the coming year. We will have somewhere around 30% to 35% of the growth, and similarly there will be growth on the PAT and betterment in terms of our receivables. Thank you very much.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Wise Travel India Limited, we conclude this conference. Thank you everyone for joining with us today, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.